Lord, Allah is delight. Prophet's devotion, hearts take flight. Eve of the lovers, Eve Miladun Nabi. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel, which is the Eid of the Lovers. And in this program, Alhamdulillah, we have so far learnt about various aspects of the life of our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today as well, we have an interesting subject which we will speak about. We have spoken about the compassion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke about the foundation of Madinatul Munawwara, the base principles. We spoke about the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every chapter and aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just mesmerizing, amazing, beautiful. It has wonders and so many lessons for us, because the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best of examples. And today we have something really, really important to discuss about, and that is about the advisors we see from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, some highlighted things which we have to learn and implement into our lives. So inshallah, the advisors of the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Before we get into it, let's listen to a narration of durood, of sending salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thus the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be the one who will recite the most durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the world, if we look at the situations and if we look at how the works happen, how the educational field operates, and what the mentality of people is, so we usually look here and there to attain motivations, aspirations. We are into, you know, seeking advices. That sometimes a person may listen to a motivational speaker. Let me get some motivation from here. Sometimes there are books, there are several books which are, you know, seven signs of a leader, so many signs of building a team, the operation of teamwork, so books on subjects like this. And if we look onto that, so there are so many advisors in the worldly academic culture. But as Muslims, our first and foremost advice comes from the Quran and Sunnah, from the actions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, if you look into the advisors of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there will be, you know, hardly any chance of going here and there. You will get whatever you need. That doorstep is such a doorstep, that court is such a court of my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that no matter who comes, how many times he comes, he gets whatever he wants. That's the quote of my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. Sarkar mein na la hai, na hajat agar ki hai. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam doesn't say no. And he doesn't have the need of ifs and buts. That's the quote of my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wisdom we attain from the quote, the advisors we attain from the quote. I will present to you, inshallah azza wa jal, few advisors from the quote of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which we should implement into our lives. Number one, take advantage of your youth, your health, your wealth, your time, and your life. What an advice. The Hadith al-Mubarakah states, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Dhar, take advantage of five things before five things. Number one, youth before your old age. Number two, your health before your sickness. Number three, your wealth before your poverty. Number four, your free time, your spare time before your busy time. And number five, your life before your death. You know, such short words, but the meaning in this? Allahu Akbar. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that take value and be careful regarding your youth before your old age. Because in the young age, our mind is young, our body is young, our energy is young. Thus, we have a lot of things which we can do, which we can implement, which we can follow, which we can bring a change in our life. Once we get to the old age, our body has become old, our mind has become old, our habits have become strong, our processing system has become slower, and at times into the sickness of forgetting and memory loss. It's seen, with old age. And, usually after the age of 40, eyesight also, a person needs reading glasses as well. And many things change like that. But in young age, what a person can do? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once mentioned in a hadith pak that on the day of judgment where there shall be no shade but the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day there are certain people who shall attain that shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of those people shall be the one who will be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his young age. The youth is tempting. It leads towards many sins. You're full of energy. Because a youngster will have energy, that's known, that's a fact that's taken. A youngster will have energy. If you're a youngster and you're listening to me, you have energy in you. It's a fact. You will have that energy in you. That energy will provoke you to go with wrong friends. It will provoke you to drive fast. It will provoke you into all sorts of habits. It will take you to wrong places where a Muslim is not supposed to be. It will take you to wrong habits which a Muslim is not supposed to do. It will make you do wrong use of the internet. It will make you do wrong use of your abilities. Sometimes it will make wrong use of your inner self, which will perhaps in that youth make you a bit arrogant, or it might make you arrogant over money, arrogant over your features, how you look. Maybe you are proud over how you look and all that. You're proud over how you dress and all that. You're proud over which car you drive and all that. In that youth, that energy is provoking you to do all that. Now this energy is going to be there, but it is up to us how we utilize that energy towards the right channel. Energy is there, but because we are not well equipped in terms of the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't know the do's and don'ts in the beautiful religion of Islam, so we become enslaved to our inner self, to our nafs, and we utilize that energy which could have been utilized for good, but we are utilizing it for bad. If we recognize, utilize and channel the same energy towards the positive, Allahu Akbar, your energy will be utilized. Along with that, you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine in youth, what you cannot do, you can do everything in your youth. You can go out to the villages. You can call people to the beauty of Islam. You can wake up early in the morning, go call people out early in the morning for Fajr Salah. You are, fresh. You are, all energetic. You can do many, many things by traveling in the Madani Qafilat, by traveling far away places in order to do neki ki dawat. You can spare out time, you can take out time and study the deen of Islam. You can do alim course in your young age. You can learn how to read and recite and teach the Holy Quran in your young age. You can learn about the biography of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in your young age. In your young age, you have less responsibilities. You have more time actually. You have more energy actually. The health is on your side. Everything is in your favor. But it is not going to remain like this forever. So we need to recognize this. Thus the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, value your youth before your old age arrives. Likewise, value your health before your sickness. When you are up, when you are fresh, when you are healthy, alhamdulillah, you have no problems with your perhaps diabetes, you have no problem with your pains in the joints and stuff, your hands are fine, your legs are fine, your thinking capacity is fine, your memory is fine, your speaking capacity is fine, everything is fine, you have good ears, good eyes, all is good. But now you need to utilize that in a good manner. Because once you get sick, may Allah Ta'ala keep us all well. May Allah Ta'ala give us good health. There are people, they're suffering with diabetes. They have sugar in front of them, chocolates in front of them. You know, the tea is there, sugar is there, but the man will not put sugar in his tea. You know, going as a guest somewhere, will say, okay, my tea should be without sugar. I can't eat cakes, can't eat many things like that. You are able to eat everything. You are able to do everything. A person who has become a victim of cancer, he is going to the clinic every now and then, going to the hospital every now and then. There are treatments, there is chemotherapy, you know, for the diabetes, there is dialysis and all those things. But alhamdulillah, when you are healthy, you have nothing to worry about all these things. Now, when you get to a certain age, pain in the joints, your back pain, your knees are paining, your arms and shoulders are paining, you can't sit for very long, you can't stand for very long, you can't travel far distances. When we are healthy, what an opportunity do we have? Because once we get sick, then we will recall. Likewise, the previous advice, once we get old, then we will recall, I wish I could do this in my young age. I wish I could do this in my healthy age. This wish will be there. So, do you want regrets in future? If you want regrets in future, then laziness is the option. Following the nafs is the option. But if we want success in the future, and if we want a future that when we look back at our life, we are content, then let's follow this advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, number one again, value your youth before your old age. Number two is value your health before your sickness. Value your wealth before poverty. If you have wealth, utilize it for a good purpose. First of all, don't think that the wealth is going to stay with you forever. It is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not treat it the way it's supposed to be treated, it may even be taken away from us. If we do not appreciate it the way we are supposed to appreciate it, it will be taken away from us. If we make it a use or a weapon of pride, if we make it a means of arrogance, if we make it a means of belittling others, if we make it a means of showing arrogance and pride, then that's the wrong use of wealth. One day when you will be, you know, left with no wealth, you'll be in the darkness of poverty, at that time you will realize, how about those days when I used to have money? Had I built a masjid in those days? Had I done this in those days? Had I helped the poor in those days? Had I spent my money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those days? Had I refrained from arrogance? Had I refrained from being boastful? Had I refrained from show off? Had I refrained from ostentation? It would be another scenario. Meaning that regret will be there. So if you have money, don't think it is going to be lasting forever. Appreciate the ni'mats you have. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a mannerism that you are doing good use of that money. Spending righteously, spending for a good purpose, spending it correctly, earning it correctly, then spending it correctly on yourself, on your family, doing the good stuff, the good things, and also giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing the centers like masajid, like madaris, wherein the khidmat of Islam, the services of deen can take place. What a great use of money that would become. The other advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your free time before you get busy, when you have time to spare, in that you can do many productive things, in that you can maintain yourself, you can take care of yourself, you can take care of your well-being, you can spend time with your children, you can spend time with your family, you can do some things which you really love to do, maybe some physical form of exercise or activities, maybe some reading you can do, some Islamic courses you can take up, some, you know, islah you can do for yourself. Traveling in the Madani kafilas is highly possible. You have time. You can do many things. Then once you get busy, you will wish, had I had time, I would have loved to read so and so book. Had I had time, I wish I had time, I would have taken up that course. If I had time, I would have done the Alim course. If I had time, I would have definitely traveled to the Madani Kafila. Now you have time. If you have time, appreciate that free time before you get busy. And lastly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, value your life before your death. Because once we are dead, then if we have regrets, we have no point of return. Death will come once and gone. They are gone. No second chance then. Right now we have second, third, fourth, tenth, twentieth, all chances we have. Every day we wake up, we open our eyes. That's a second chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we wake up and we read, Alhamdulillahi ladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Alhamdulillahi ladhi ahyana. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who raised us. Ba'da ma amatana. After our death, because your sleep is temporary death. You wake up, that day may come. May Allah Ta'ala grant us a good death on Iman. That imagine you sleep and you don't wake up the next morning. And then when you are being lowered in the grave, you realize, what have I done with my life? I could have done this in my life. I could have done that in my life. If you are watching, that means you are alive. You are alive. We are in that period of attaining that value of life, that we can attain and make full use of our life in a mannerism which can actually leave us with no regrets after we have gone from the world. So let's ponder over it. We need to appreciate our youth. We need to appreciate the wealth we have, the time we have, the health we have, and the life we have. Another wonderful advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this advice actually applies to each and every one of us. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam actually mentioned to Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Abu Dharr, beware of delaying, for you are in today and not in tomorrow. Meaning, don't leave today's work for tomorrow. Don't delay things unnecessary. If there is a tomorrow for you, be tomorrow as you are today. If there is a tomorrow for you, be tomorrow as you are. Meaning, don't delay it for tomorrow. Consider tomorrow to be today. Imagine tomorrow has arrived and you need to do those things now. If there isn't a tomorrow for you, you will grievously regret the opportunity you missed today. That consider that tomorrow to be today, because if you tomorrow does not come, then when tomorrow arrives, you will be grievous. You will be sad that had I performed this task yesterday. You know, we should consider this day as our final day. And don't postpone things for tomorrow. Life is a journey. And this is an advice from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should not delay. Don't be lazy in things. And whether it be an upcoming exam, or you are basically trying to complete your task or something, we all know the danger of delaying things. You have been given a task, do it. As a student, you need to perform an assignment, do it. As a manager or a CEO or a director, you need to perform a presentation at your office or something, prepare it. Don't delay it. As students, we will delay the exam. Okay, there's 3 months remaining for exam. 3 months remaining for exam. All right, I need to study these things, 3 months, 90 days, okay, per day, I will do these many pages. Month passes, 2 months remaining, our calculation changes all over again. 1 month remaining, calculation changes all over again. Then we are left with 2 weeks. Oh, 2 weeks, a lot of time, I'll do it. We are left with 1 week. And then what happens in the actual fact, many students will relate to it, that last night we are sitting studying, that hey, I need to do this. And then our calculation is working per hour, that per hour I can do these many pages. But while you had that opportunity of per month, you had the opportunity of that per week, you had that opportunity per day, but now that's per hour calculation. So, you know, there are harms in delaying for no reason. And the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, consider it tomorrow to be today. Don't postpone things for tomorrow. And then another wonderful advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O Abu Dharr, when you wake up in the morning, don't talk to yourself about tonight. And when night has come, don't worry of the morning, for surely you don't know what your state will be tomorrow. Worry of that specific moment. In the morning, worry about your morning, what task I need to get done. Don't keep it tonight. And then when you are at night, don't keep it in the morning. Don't postpone things for the next day. Another wonderful advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because this advice which we heard, don't delay things. Why we delay things is because of wasting of time. And upon this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has advised us, and know that in you are two dangerous qualities, laughing at something not amusing and laziness when not tired. That you laugh for nothing. There is nothing of amusement, laughing for nothing. And wasting time, unnecessary laziness, even though if you are not tired, you don't want to do anything, whilst you're not even tired, you have done nothing and still you're feeling all tired and you just want to, you know, delay for nothing and you're all lazy. So in a day where social media has become the biggest problem, and a person will just lay on his bed thinking that after 15 minutes I'll get up and get to a certain place, you take the phone, grab the phone and scrolling, you don't even know what you're looking for, and by the time you realize you have wasted at least an hour, 2 hours of your precious time. And likewise, many other examples, maybe sitting on the TV or doing something, playing certain video games or something. So these are means of unnecessary time wasters. Another advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that, O Abu Dhar, when you are asked of some knowledge you know not, if you don't know about something and you are asked about it, say, I do not know. You will be saved from its consequences. Don't make judgment of that which you do not know. What an advice. Advice which is supposed to be written with golden lines. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that do not answer regarding what you have no knowledge. Rather say, I do not know. You will save yourself from many consequences. It is not necessary that somebody asks you and you know the answer. Sometimes you make up the answer. Sometimes you'll just, you know, hit here and there that what is the theology behind this? What is the whole concept behind this? Actually, what this means is, while you don't know, you are guessing. Who told you to guess? Say, I don't know. Finish. Story is gone. You are saved from many, many things. In fact, when that comes to the Islamic world, that if you are asked about a hadith, you are asked about a mas'ala, you are asked about a certain, you know, proportion from fiqh, the what is the ruling on this, what is the ruling on that, if you don't know, say, I don't know. As simple as that. What's the shyness in that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually advised in that, if we start with actually, if, why, you know, if we start and try to just explain unnecessarily, we will start falling into the ditch without even recognizing and realizing, and may end up uttering such sentences, quoting them to be ahadith, while maybe they are not ahadith, and falling into that wa'id, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that the one who relates something to me which I have not said, he shall find his abode in Jahannam. Another wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that, O Abu Dhar, there will be a day when a group of people of paradise will be over a group of people of hell, and they will say, what has made you enter hellfire? For surely we entered paradise by you teaching us, and your discipline and education for us. They will say, we used to bid others to do good while we ourselves didn't do it. Allahu Akbar. Myself, you, all the viewers, let's think about ourselves. We are preaching good, we are educating good, we are advising good, but we don't practice it. If we don't practice it, then this hadith is for every such person, that there will be a group of people in Jahannam. They will speak to a group of people in Jannat. The group of people in Jannat will ask them, we are in Jannat because of you. We are in Jannat because of your teachings. They'll say, yes, we taught you, but we didn't act upon it ourselves. So let's act upon the knowledge we have. Let's act upon the advices we give others. The advice which we are giving others, first we should implement it on ourselves as well. We have to try that. Yes, we are all human beings. We all make mistakes. But reminder is something Allah Ta'ala says, that it is beneficial for the people. Remind. For indeed, it will benefit the believers. It will benefit the people. So let's keep on reminding ourselves that we need to act upon what we preach. And then another very good advice by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is that, surely the believer sees his sins as if it is a boulder. He fears that it will fall on him, and surely the unbeliever sees his sins as it is a fly passing on the nose. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Abu Dhar, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wills good for a servant, he puts his sins before his two eyes. When he wills bad for a servant, he makes him forget his sins. Don't consider your sins to be small. Don't consider the sins to be light. If we recall our sins, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a chance to reflect upon that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes good for a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him of the sins, puts in front of his eyes. And if the case is not such, then the person forgets his sin. That means he is in a big problem then. So let's not consider any sin to be small. Every action against the command of Allah should be enough for shaking a believer that it is against the command of Allah. Why should I do it? It is dangerous when we start to disregard our sin. No, this is, oh, it's only makruh tanzihi, for example. Oh, this is only a minor sin. Oh no, this is not considering a minor sin to be minor, and doing it repeatedly can also turn into major. So let's not assume sins to be small. We consider, you know, few sins to be big. No, I shouldn't do that. But many sins we are doing day and night. Yes, a Muslim will avoid alcohol, a Muslim will avoid adultery. We should, if that's, you know, unfortunately it's widespread in the community as well, may Allah Ta'ala forbid. But we consider that to be major sins. What about backbiting? What about tale-telling? What about hurting people? What about lying, which we are repeatedly doing, and all these acts are also haram? So we should not consider any sin to be small, and then we should keep our prayers and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the forefront. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu that Allah has made me to love salat like food is made lovable to the hungry and water to the thirsty. And surely the hungry one, when he eats, he is satisfied, and the thirsty one, when he drinks, he is quenched. But I am not satisfied from salat. Meaning, salat is so sweet, we wish to perform it and perform it and perform it and perform it. And that's how we should be, to prioritize worship of Allah before each and everything. Another advice, don't become attached to this world. This world is temporary. O Abu Dharr, this world is the prison for the believer and a paradise for the unbeliever. We have restrictions. Why? Because we have a greater abode, inshallah, if we pass this test, inshallah. Another advice, be your own accountant for your deeds. O Abu Dharr, take account of yourself before you are taken account of. So your accounting will be easier tomorrow. We need to be accountable for ourselves today, so that tomorrow on the day of judgment, when we are held accountable, inshallah, that becomes easy for us. What lovely examples. Let's live by the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's live by the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the betterment in this dunya and in the akhirah. Please try to remember these advices. I shall also try to remember and act upon. You should also make the same intention and reflect upon these advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is motivation, this is inspiration, and from none other than the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Subhanallah. Let's meet in another episode with another topic regarding the Eid of the Lovers, regarding another aspect from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Till then, take care of yourself. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid Milad, Allah's delight, Prophet's devotion, hearts take flight. Eid of the